Ben Johnson got some money, apparently, from Sheila Hamp. Great news on that front. You'll hear from Alex Anzalone and the latest on Aaron Glenn and who he's interviewing with on a Thursday edition of Locked On Lions. Come on.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, everybody. Matt Derry with you. It is a Thursday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thursday, January 19th and a Friday, January 20th. Thanks for tuning in, making us your first listen each and every day. And if you're watching on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, shout out to everybody on the video side. Again, Matt Derry with you. Lions, not, of course, a part of the festivities this weekend with the divisional round of the playoffs, but you got to figure next year, this is going to be the goal, is to win a playoff game and to be playing in this weekend. Certainly you got San Francisco and Dallas, Philly and the Giants and the NFC. And you look at some of these teams and look, San Francisco is really good. I mean, their defense is amazing. Some of their weapons on offense, McCaffrey, Debo, really, really good. But it's not like this is Joe Montana, Roger Craig, Jerry Rice and company as they face a Dallas team that we're going to find out if what happened on Monday night was for real or not. And then the other game, Philadelphia and the Giants, we know this, the Lions were right there with the Eagles in week one, nearly stole that game, and they've beaten the Giants. So it's not that big of a hill to climb to talk about next season and goals about getting to this divisional round weekend and being a part of it. Heck, if the Lions somehow could be the one seed next year, and I know I'm not saying that, but they'd have a bye and not even have to play in the wild card round. That would be a pretty incredible. Locked On Lions today are brought to you by our good friends, and we always love talking about them, and that is, in fact, the folks at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Please follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter as well. We post the podcast every day if you're a Facebooker on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And again, we are on YouTube. Please subscribe to the Locked On Lions YouTube channel. All right, coming up today, Aaron Glenn talking to the Arizona Cardinals about their head coaching vacancy. Alex Anzalone, the pride of Gaines Media, run by the great Robert Banker, big listener to the show. He loves Alex Anzalone. He was on Moving the Chains earlier today with Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller on Sirius XM NFL Radio. We're going to hear a little bit of a snippet of that. Although I got to chastise the guys. They didn't ask him about being a free agent if he wanted to come back to Detroit. He loves Detroit. He said as much, but they didn't ask that question. And Ben Johnson, we got to start with this. We speculated yesterday, and if you missed yesterday's show, we had Mike Valeni on from 97.1 The Ticket, or as some of you like to call it, Sparty Radio. So we had Mike Valeni on yesterday, and we kind of were spitballing about why Ben Johnson made the commitment to the Lions and turned down the Colts, the Texans, and Carolina to pursue those head coaching vacancies. This morning, Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network reported that Johnson, in order to stay in Detroit, did receive a, quote, large raise, unquote, from Lions ownership to stick and stay in Detroit. So that was one thing we speculated on yesterday. I love it. I think it's great. Large raise. That means the Lions and this ownership and even, all right, 222 Rod Wood, they're committing. They're committing fully to this year three rebuild and this organization going for it and trying to win. So shout out to the Lions brass for keeping around somebody that is so important, offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, and paying the man. This has been an organization in the past that has lost assistant coaches, has not retained proper people. But if you look over the last few years, the Lions kept Hank Fraley here. Remember, the Lions O-line coach years ago, after Matt Patricia left, was making the rounds and interviewed in Cincinnati and other places. And the Lions brought in the new staff with Dan Campbell, and they kept Hank Fraley here. And Hank is one of the best offensive line coaches in the game. Now you're keeping Ben Johnson around, offensive coordinator, who's considered one of the top play callers in the game after just 1 year. So shout out to Sheila, Rod, everybody for doing the right thing and making Ben Johnson, making it worth his while to stay. Now, again, if the Lions have another big year next year offensively, Ben Johnson will certainly look around and maybe his pick of the litter will be better than the options this year. I mean, Houston's not exactly the greatest option. Indianapolis, not the greatest either. Certainly ownership sometimes gets questioned there. Did read some stories on the internet today about why Josh McDaniels turned the Colts down, and I don't need to go. You can Google it. Who knows what that's about? And also Carolina. All right, you go down to Carolina. Yeah, the Panthers have a nice defense. They've got some nice pieces. Heck, they kicked the Lions' ass. But who's quarterbacking down there? Who do you have as far as running backs and receivers? Yes, DJ Moore's pretty good, but maybe Ben Johnson's going to take another spin at this carousel next year. But at least for now and going into 2023, knowing that you retained him, you gave him a raise, you made it worth his while, you have to give the Lions credit for that. That's a big-time move and a maneuver that was much, much needed. I don't know what the Aaron Glenn situation is. I don't know if he's as sought after as Ben Johnson was. I mean, heck, Ben Johnson just last weekend, there were reports that he was the leader in the clubhouse to get the Carolina job. But what's it going to take to keep the entire staff around? What are the prospects for Glenn in Arizona? Remember, he already interviewed with the Colts, and they've got a long list of candidates that they're talking to. But as far as Arizona, who is Aaron Glenn's competition? We will tell you about that coming up next. But first, we want to tell you about our friends at Bet Online, your best source for all your betting information, lines, expert analysis, everything you need, over-unders, future bets. Go to betonline.net. It's your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. You get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, and that includes college basketball, the NHL, NBA, pro football, and where we are right now with the playoffs. They got it all for you at betonline.net. If you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, look, tonight, Michigan, Maryland. I think Maryland's favorite in this game, college basketball. MSU and Rutgers. You go right to betonline.net. You just go to click on CBK college basketball. It's all there for you. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so reports have come out yesterday, right, of course, at the end of our show when we were recording, that Aaron Glenn is going to be interviewing for the Arizona Cardinals head coaching vacancy. What are his chances and how that looks? Number one, if I had to rank some of the best jobs out there, I would put Arizona near the bottom. I've never been a huge fan of the Bidwells. It sounds like DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver there, wants out, and they're likely going to trade him. Kyler Murray is banged up, tore his ACL toward the end of the year. He's likely going to miss most of next season. It's not a good football team, and it's not a good organization. The general manager, Steve Keim, took a leave of absence, then was let go. Sean Coogler, former Lions assistant coach, he's a pretty good guy. There were some reports about the issues that he had, that they had to let him go. He's fighting it, saying it wasn't him in terms of groping a valet or a waitress or something like that, or a server. There's all sorts of problems going on in Arizona. And I'm not saying Aaron Glenn should not jump at the opportunity to get a head coaching job. But J.J. Watt retiring, there's a lot going on out in Arizona. That, to me, is not one of the better opportunities out there at the moment. That is for sure. But with that being said, Aaron Glenn has interviewed or is interviewing, and his competition's interesting. The Cardinals are casting a pretty wide net, all right? And this is not just some sort of Rooney Rule thing, but they are looking at a pretty good handful of African-American assistants and guys that have been head coaches before. Vance Joseph, their own defensive coordinator, of course, was a head coach of the Denver Broncos. He's interviewed. Brian Flores, who was a head coach of the Dolphins, linebackers coach of the Steelers, he is interviewed. Ejiro Evero, the Denver Broncos defensive coordinator that a lot of people love, has interviewed. D'Amico Ryans is going to interview with them. He's the Niners D coordinator, and I think he is an awesome choice. D'Amico Ryans is really, really good. And I've read some great pieces on him recently where players just rave about playing for him. So D'Amico Ryans could be an option. It appears Arizona has reportedly requested to talk to a Sean Payton. Again, that would be compensation involved and having to trade draft picks and all these things to acquire Sean Payton. And Frank Reich has interviewed with the Arizona Cardinals, more of an offensive mind than some of the defensive guys that Arizona is looking at. But Frank Reich, ex of the Indianapolis Colts, another candidate there in Arizona. You got to figure if you're Frank Reich, you want to get rid of that bad taste in your mouth and what happened in Indianapolis this year. And so he certainly wants to get right back into it. And those are kind of the candidates right now out in Arizona. Putting a number on it, giving chances. I don't know if Aaron Glenn knocks the socks off of Michael Bidwell and the new GM out there. Maybe he'll have a chance at that job. But again, he's only been a defensive coordinator for 2 years. Some of these other guys, Flores, Vance Joseph, have head coaching experience already. Vance, of course, was in Arizona last year running their defense. And D'Amico Ryans has been a coordinator, I think a year longer than AG. Of course, just like with Ben Johnson, we're hoping, fingers crossed, that Aaron Glenn stays. We joked and called him future head coach Aaron Glenn right on this podcast at the beginning of the year when the Lions defense was horrible. But I got news for you. You saw players make a nice jump second half of the season, improve and get better. The schemes were better. Aaron Glenn stopped with over-blitzing, over-pursuing, kind of backed off on some of the schematic things in terms of the over-aggressiveness. And the Lions defense made strides. I mean, look at Week 18 against Green Bay and how well they played to keep Aaron Rodgers in that offense, holding them to, what, 16 points? So you'd love to see Aaron Glenn come back. And that continuity on the staff is just going to be so very important. Alex Anzalone was on Sirius XM NFL Radio earlier today with Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller. The show is called Moving the Chains. And he was asked earlier today about Aaron Glenn and just kind of, you know, playing for him. And then we'll do there'll be a follow-up question as well. But take a listen to this. A little Alex Anzalone, Lions linebacker, earlier today on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Take a listen to this, if I could get this queued up.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the past 2 years have been his first 2 years of being a D coordinator. But, you know, knowing him since my time in New Orleans, he's always been a really great leader of men. And that's something that's, you know, stuck out as, you know, despite everything that went on defensively, you know, he was able to lead us in the right direction. And really, the way I put it is, you know, when you're early in the semester and you fail the first, you know, 2-3 tests, it's hard to bounce back from that statistically. And if you look at our numbers, I think from like week 9 or week 10 on, we were really, you know, a dominant defense. And that's really a credit to AG and what he did and what he stuck to and really what he changed also, you know, personnel-wise, making hard decisions schematically and figuring out a way to put, you know, our players in really great positions to succeed, and myself included.
Well, that turning point that you mentioned, where you guys turned the corner, you know, you're struggling at times, you know, you were in some close battles early. I mean, you go back to week 1 against Philadelphia. You could have won that game. I called your Thanksgiving Day game against the Buffalo Bills. You had a shot in that game to beat the Bills. I mean, what was the turning point where you guys just said, hey, man, we are right there. We are right there. Yeah. Let's finish. Let's get it done.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like that was the frustrating part. That was you know, we were close, and, you know, it wasn't even just the statistics showed it, the scoreboard showed it, and we finally figured out a way how to win close games, and the really good teams in the NFL, from my experience and from watching, figure out a way to win those close games, even if it's not the prettiest or it's not, and it's never going to be perfect, but you figure out a way to make the ball bounce your way, and it seemed like it did that for, you know, the last 10 weeks of the season.
All right, so there he is, Alex Anzalone, Lions linebacker, on Moving the Chains earlier today on Sirius XM NFL Radio. I've never been this giant Anzalone fan. I've always kind of harped on this on the show, and we've been doing this podcast since 2016, that I've always thought the Lions linebackers could be better. I thought second half of this year, Alex Anzalone played really well. Malcolm Rodriguez was really good at the start of the season. Derek Barnes made some improvements, and you saw the amount of snaps that Barnes got in the Green Bay game because the Packers were in a lot of passing situations, and I think the Lions feel like Derek Barnes against the pass is better in coverage than Malcolm Rodriguez. The linebacking core got better. Anzalone, to me, it wouldn't surprise me either way if somebody else paid him and the Lions went a little bit younger at that position. Now, Alex Anzalone's not that old. He's still in his 20s, but maybe the team feels like Rodriguez, Barnes, and some others are more valuable, and maybe somebody else. Anzalone signed 2 1-year deals with the team. Are they going to give him a multi-year deal? If you ask Aaron Glenn, you know he wants Alex around. Defensive captain, play caller, green dot on the helmet, the whole thing. But I wouldn't mind another 1-year deal with Alex and bringing him back. And all of these players have said they want to return. So you want chemistry there. If you would have told me week 4, week 6, I would have said, nah, we're done with Alex Anzalone for, you know. He played much better in the second half of the year and made some big plays. That 4th-and-1 stop on the Lazard, kind of end around play against the Packers. Anzalone read that and made a great play. Made a great play. So wouldn't surprise me if he was back. All right, coming up next, one quick thing on a mock draft that I saw today. We'll do that coming up next, something I don't want to see the Lions do. But what about our friends at Built Bar, looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories? Then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays. We all want to lose a little bit of weight, right? You got to try Built. With Built Bars, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious, you won't think they're good for you. Perfect for your New Year's resolution. What makes them so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. Get the cookies and cream, the peanut butter brownie, coconut almond, if you like that, churro. They've got it all. And they've got the marshmallowy Built Puffs. Only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. I usually have a Built Bar on my way to work every day in the car. It's easy, and it's hassle-free. Something easy to eat in the car. Head to your nearest Walmart today. They got them there. And also Sam's Club. Oh, hey, the blue and white of Sam's Club. Grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. You can thank me later. Also, you can go to the website, too, at built.com. All right, wrapping it up on a Thursday with this. Dane Brugler and TheAthletic.com put out a mock draft. I'm going to go through mocks. I'm going to talk about mocks for the next 3 months. All right? But I'm not even going to go through this one. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We'll see. But let me just throw this out there. The fact of the matter is, can we please stop talking about any mock draft that has the Lions taking a quarterback at either 6 or at 18? You're bringing Ben Johnson back, and Ben Johnson loves working mostly with who? Jared Goff. Jared Goff is under contract for the next 2 years. If Brad Holmes finally decides to pull the trigger and take a quarterback later in the draft, 3rd round, 4th round, 5th round, whatever. My guy, Tungavailoa from Maryland, by the way, is going back to school. I love that kid. But anyway, taking Anthony Richardson at number 18 and stashing him away for a couple years, why? I want a cornerback. I want another edge rusher. I want another defensive lineman. I wouldn't mind another a right guard. There are bigger needs for the Lions and five picks in the first 80 some odd, 82 picks or whatever. A quarterback at 6 or 18? No. No. Let's not drive off the road here and go in a different direction. Let's not swerve away from the plan. Brad Holmes has done a great job drafting the first 2 years. Some big-time players that he's brought in here via the draft, including Amon-Ra St. Brown and Aiden Hutchinson and James Houston and Kirby Joseph. The list goes on and on. Let's continue to build that defense through the draft. You can get Brissett at 6, Joey Porter at 18, a corner, somebody like that. Anthony Richardson at 18. I mean, there were times I watched Florida this year and I went, oh my God, he's great. And there's times he reminds me a little bit of Justin Fields, not able to thread the needle or make a big throw on a third down. So I'm against that scenario. All right, this has been your Thursday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Appreciate you making us your first listen each and every day, checking out what we do here on the Locked On Lions Podcast. We are back again tomorrow with a Friday show.